Hello.
Marco.
Hi.
He's not on yet.
Okay, you know what? I just see I didn't update a date, so let me go quickly and do that before he gets started. I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right.
Morning, good afternoon.
Morning, afternoon. Malka, Hannah's on mute.
Okay, thank you. Please join me in saying the Anabakar. Anabekoach Gedulat Shemincha Tati Derira Aleph Bet Gimel Yudzah Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Beinu Aharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehudha Givava Shamre Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Kafshin Barhem Paharem Rachame Sidkatha Tami Gamlein Betet Resh Tzaditat Gimel Pasim Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Het Unayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pesayim Uf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Balumot Shinkufat Sadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adonai Yohe Wahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed be'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha brichu ishkinte bithilu urchimu thilu thilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud he b'vav he b'yehuda shem b'shem pol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu koneinu aleinu maasei adeinu koneinu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekam Abar Amen Andekucha Puritu Poma Deaved Le'ela Witata Tola Ihu Kishot Viovada Ikshot Vele'et Lach Mila Bialma. Divaye Barnash Vadach Yaleya Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Behakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikola Itstirich Bi Alma. The energy of this current year, 5779. Is to become wiser. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. In all three of these verses, they have the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Tet, concealed within the verse. All three verses separate the letters of this name, utilizing two letters each as the separation. The first verse we study is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18. Ve'imadele lo tishve'uli ve'asafti lisa'yasra echem sheva al hatotechem. This next verse, which has the letters of the name of the year spelled in the reverse order, is from Isaiah. It's chapter 36, verse 6. Hine vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh Ishalal uva bekapo unkava ken paro melech mitraim lekol habotim malav. The third verse is from the parasha, or from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 13. V'gam ani lehecheleiti hakotecha hashmem al hatotecha. There is a fourth verse that connects to this verse, or this energy of the year 5779. It's from the prophet Isaiah. It's chapter 40, verse 20. There are 13 verses similar to this. They start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. We're studying one each of the 13 Hebrew months that will appear during this year. This is the third verse, that connects to the month of Kislev. Ham sukan teruma etzlo yirkav yivhar harash haham yivakesh lo vahakim pesel lo yimot. The fifth verse that connects to this energy comes from the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22. This verse starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. Ta Tav Hadu De Haresh Yirpad Tarut Aleitit. The energy of the year 778. Is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. It's a tool to utilize to help us reduce our ego, and recognizes that the ego is what separates us from Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is from 2 Samuel, chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, vayichal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo, natamar, achoti utlaveu, le'ene shete levivot, tiere miyada. The second verse is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Pet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Hatati odiacha, wawoni lokisiti, amarti odeale. Pashai ladonai yohe wahe viatana sata pawon khatati dela. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake-up call, as well as the energy of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is from Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katipor o yavayatinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we are able to create sats. Ah, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of penance. The next verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Vadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. And there are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayahaskum. Achechem ha-levim ad kelod hamlacha yad yitkachu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha-kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of Hashem. hey wa hey, la la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wa la me, hey hey hey, ah ah ah, re ta ha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yo he wahe ade ade kibia yo he Adonai yo he wahe turolami. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy of swallowing death forever. The first of the verses that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, it's 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam. Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachom V'halakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'hipasti Oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20 verse 7. Kegelo lanetsa yo veid roav yo mruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamil Yisrael. Untati vishakan tata velo yirgaz od velo yosifu vene avlala anoto ta'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. Utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awahe hea yozalame behe he reyo he kome. La awa kalayo la wa wa pehe la nula ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da. Anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi le a me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me du nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Yo me me yo yo la he re he me cha re. Wa me be yo he he anu wa me fe yo. Ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same method and tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta Heyo Anuwa Anuda Leheya Lehewa Heimeya Yotala Me Rehe Heyo Yo Heimeme La Wa Wa Kabeyo La Yo Wa Penula Numeha Yoke Yo Me Nu He He Te Hewa Nu yo he he she he a yo re ta she a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ha a to me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he wa yo he za he she he Re ka ha wa wa la, yo yo he sa a la, a re yo a la, me ta he wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me, nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, Ala wa me zayo, da he be me kako, ala a he he wa, re la he yo yo me, he le yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 10th day of Kislev, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Margulies, Margulies, Rabbi Pinchas Menachem Elazar, the son of Rabbi Binyamin Elazar Yustman, Rabbi Isser Zalman ben Rabbi Baruch Peretz Meltzer, Rabbi Raphael Davosh of Libya, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Rabbi Isser Zalman Metzer. And those, as is our standard practice for Sunday, is to read and mention the names of the Tzaddikim who will leave starting tonight at sundown. This is the 11th day of Kislev. Rabbi Tzvi Aryeh ben Zion ben Rabbi Yisrael Abba Rosenfeld, Rabbi Yehoshua Katz, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzhak Halevi of Pressburg, Rabbi Simcha Ashkenazi of Dessau, Rabbi Yichiel Heller, and Rabbi Yitzhak Friedman. We will also say the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach. We say this in a whisper. And right now we will say the 2 lines of the Shema Yisrael in the event that one of our members have not said that as of yet. Please close your eyes, cover your eyes, and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Now say the abridged Kaddish to praise God. Yitkada v'yitkada shemei Rabbah, and we all say Amen. Yoma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechom. Uve yomechom, Uchaye dekol beit Yisrael v'agala uvizman kariv. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yipa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekucha v'elamim kol birkata v'shirata tushpechata v'necha emata da'amiran v'yalma Yehishlama Rabba Min Shamaya Lechayim Aleinu V'yal Kol Yisrael V'yimru Amen O'se Shalom Bim Romal U'yase Shalom Aleinu V'yal Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen. Our class today can be found on the unique astrological times link, which is available on every Yeshem webpage underneath the two pictures on the right. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When that link opens up, please scroll down to the section during the month of Kislev of Hanukkah. And the first link, it's about 2 inches down from the top of the page. And the first link is the Hanukkah handout. That is where our discussion and our teachings will start today. We have about exactly three Sundays, to prepare for Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is an amazing holiday that takes a lot of study. And everybody thinks they know about holidays, the holiday of Hanukkah. But it is a very unique holiday, a very special holiday. And it does take some significant preparation to truly appreciate the idea. We're going to start at the second paragraph of the handout. The first paragraph referred to last year when the holiday of Kislev, the holiday of Hanukkah, and the secular holiday of the Western world, referred to as Xmas, was similar in time. This year, that is not true. The holiday of Hanukkah, some say, is early, but it's actually at the right time. And the secular holiday is not at that time, as we will come to understand in our studies. I'm beginning to read. We will be teaching a number of classes on this holiday, including a meditation Yehud called the Yehudim Ner, which would mean the Yehudim of the neck candle, or of the candle's light, actually. And also the Kabbalistic meditations of the Arizal, as explained by the great Kabbalist Rabbi Shalom Zarashirabi. And these will be found below, meaning in our various classes. Class Hanukkah is a holiday in the Hebrew calendar. It is spelled Chet Nun Peh. In the north area of Tiberias, Hanukkah is usually spelled with a vav in the middle of the four letters, making it a total of five letters. Chet Nun Vav Kaf Hey. This is very usual in Hebrew, where the letter vav can be produced with a vowel of dots or a vowel using the letter vav. Hanukkah is pronounced Hanukkah in modern Hebrew, or transliteration also romanized as Hanukkah or Hanukkah or Hanukkah or Hanukkah. This holiday is also known as the Festival of Lights and the Feast of Dedication. It consists of an eight-day holiday commemorating the rededication of the Holy Temple, the Second Temple in Jerusalem, at the time of the Maccabean Revolt against the Greeks of the second century before the Common Era. Hanukkah is observed for eight nights and days, starting on the 25th of Kislev, according to the Hebrew calendar, which may occur at any time from late November to late December in the Gregorian calendar. The festival is observed by the kindling of the lights of a unique candelabrum, the nine-branched menorah, or Hanukkah, one additional light on each night of the holiday, progressing to eight candles on the final night. The typical menorah consists of eight branches with an additional raised branch. In other words, it's seven candles, with the raised branch being the eighth. This extra light, this extra raised branch, is called the shamash, and it means an attendant. It's the same spelling as the Hebrew word for the sun, shemesh. But there are two words for the sun in Hebrew, one referring to the outer and one referring to the inner. The word shemesh represents the outer light. The word shamash is the same letters but different vowels, and it is always given a distinct location within the menorah or the Hanukkah. The location is either above or below the rest of the candles. The purpose of the shamash is to have a light available for practical use, as using the Hanukkah lights themselves for the purpose of physical light is inappropriate. The purpose of the candles, the purpose of the lighting of the candles, the purpose of the holiday itself is to publicize and meditate on the holiday of Hanukkah and its meaning. Its meaning connects to the concept of light. The Kabbalists refer to Hashem with the word or, light. What is the meaning of light? The reason the Kabbalists call Hashem light is because the candle represents the essence of Hashem, which is to share. The candle, as the Kabbalists explain, can be utilized to expand the amount of light. One candle can light two or more candles. But the light doesn't diminish when the candle lights another candle. This is the concept of sharing, and this is the concept of what and who is Hashem. Continuing to read my commentary. The main point of the holiday, according to the halakha mentioned above, is to publicize the miracle. What miracle? How does one publicize a miracle? In this age of electricity, why would I use the light of the Hanukkah to have normal everyday benefit of light? And these are some of the questions that we will address as we go through the Wikimedia information. We live in a world where there is much available on the internet. There's much wisdom on the internet, but there is also much not wisdom on the internet. And we have to determine what is correct. So I have used Wikipedia in this handout and in others, but I always have to caution you, whenever you use Wikipedia, you do not know if it is truthful, because it is being edited by a human being who says they are knowledgeable in this subject. But anybody can say they are knowledgeable in a subject and not be true when they make that statement. We have to determine for ourselves what we read, what I am saying to you through the Wikimedia tool is truthful. The etymology of the name Hanukkah. The name Hanukkah derives from the Hebrew verb Chet Nun Kaf, so feet. And this verb means to dedicate. On Hanukkah, the Jews regained control of Jerusalem and rededicated the temple. But that is not the only meaning to this root, Chet Nun Kaf Sofit. It also, with different vowels, means to educate. Does dedication and education go together? We would like to think so. But not everybody who is dedicated to being a teacher is a teacher. And not everybody who is an educator is dedicated to be a teacher. We have to understand these things. The name itself in Hebrew can be broken down into Chanu Kafhe. They rested on the 25th. Referring to the fact that the Jews ceased fighting on the 25th day of Kislev, the day on which the holiday begins. And I am asking, why is the holiday 8 days when they stopped on a particular day, the 25th of Kislev? Why not start the holiday on the 17th and end it on the 25th? Remember, this is not a holiday mentioned in the Torah. It is therefore a rabbinical holiday, created, discussed in the Talmud, and ordered by the rabbis of that generation, and every generation after that, including our own. The holiday requires the leaders of the generation, the rabbis themselves, to maintain that the rabbi is not traditional, but serves a purpose, that it is related to something that happens in the universe. Hanukkah, when spelled with the Vav, is also the Hebrew acronym for eight candles. And the halakha is like the house of Hillel. Eight neirot v'halakha kabayit Hillel. And this is a reference to the disagreement between the two rabbinical schools of thought, the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai, on the proper order in which to light the Hanukkah flames. Shammai had the opinion that eight candles should be lit on the first night, seven on the second night, and so on down to one on the last night, because the miracle was greatest on the first day. Hillel argued in favor of starting with one candle and lighting an additional one every night, up to eight on the eighth night, because the miracle grows in greatness each day. The halakha, the Jewish law, adopted the position of Hillel, and we start on the first night with one candle, and each night we add an additional candle, indicating that the light is growing. My commentary. These different schools of thought, which are clearly difficult to reconcile, are reconciled with the idea that the halakha will change after the Mashiach, since the world will be based on judgment rather than mercy when Mashiach comes. Actually, these halachot are dealing with the way the spiritual, physical systems interact and work with each other. Right now, the light comes into the universe, which is the vessel, in the following order, during the holiday of Hanukkah. On day one, the light of Malchut comes into the vessel of Bina. On day two, the light of Yesod comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Chesed. I recommend that you refer to this list to follow each night how the light flows down. The fact that there is an additional light each night that is lit, representing the additional light that flows into the universe. Obviously, the light increases, as Shammai said, but it's in the wrong vessels, and therefore it's not correct, and only becomes correct on the eighth day, called Zot Hanukkah. I'm going to read these additional lines and explain it as it goes through it. And then we will stop here and we will start the discussion of Hannah and her seven sons next Sunday. So on day three, the light of Hod comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Yesod flows down to Chesed, and while the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Gevurah. And day four, the light of Netzach comes into the vessel of Bina, while the light of Hod flows down to the vessel of Chesed, while the light of Yesod flows down to the vessel of Givurah, while the light of Malchut flows down to the vessel of Tiferet. This continues day by day until on day eight, which is called Zot Hanukkah, all the lights have flowed into the proper and appropriate vessels. Thus, on day eight, the light of Bina flows into the vessel of Bina. While the light of Chesed flows into the vessel of Chesed. The light of Givurah flows into the vessel of Givurah. And so forth, down to the light of Malchut flowing into the vessel of Malchut. This process of step by step, the proper light searches for the proper vessel, is due to the idea of a line. Step by step is a line. Step by step is not a circle. After Mashiach, there will be no more step by step. In the metaphor of the circle, the light of Bina finds the vessel of Bina immediately. This is the idea that there is no room or space to create a mistake. Things just work properly. Everyone is a tzaddik and doing the right thing at the right time, at the right place, with the right kavanah. Don't you think this will be boring? No, it won't be boring. Because boring is a lack. And if the proper light flows into the proper vessel, there cannot be a light, a lack. And this is the true meaning of Mashiach. Now, I could talk for another hour on just this subject of what is the meaning of Mashiach, and especially what is the meaning of Mashiach, and what is the meaning of the holiday of Hanukkah. There is a miracle that happens on the 8 days of Hanukkah. And we have to go back to the 7 days of creation. What was created on the first day of creation was something called light. It wasn't physical light. It wasn't light from the sun. It wasn't light reflected off the moon. It was light that represents the revelation of Hashem. It was light that represents the fulfillment of the desires of the vessel. And we are all the vessel. The sun was created on the fourth day, but there was light on day one, day two, day three. Where did that light come from? What is that light? The Kabbalists refer to that light as Or Ganuz. Or is light, Ganuz is concealed, hidden. The light is considered hidden unless it's in a vessel. When Adam sinned on the sixth day, the light went away. Through Hashem's mercy, that light continued and remained on the seventh day when God rested. When the portion of Hashem's creation was completed on the seventh day. But when Shabbat ended in that first week, the light went away. That was the effect of the sin. That light from the first day, the revelation of all of the desires, all of the light of the Creator, the fulfillment of all the desires, that light went away, meaning the vessel wasn't fulfilled by it. That light is called Or Ganuz. And for 8 days during the year, the 8 days of Hanukkah, Hashem in his mercy allows that light of revelation to become available to every human being. But it takes an action. In order to connect to the light of fulfillment of your desires, you have to light a candle. Or you have to say amen to someone else lighting the candle. This is the nature of what the holiday of Hanukkah is about. The Kabbalah does not condone a holiday based on historical events, on historical physical events. This is why it doesn't start on the 17th and end on the 25th, but it starts on the 25th, because that's when the energy of Or Ganuz becomes revealed. But it doesn't right now, it's not becoming revealed properly. It has to go through this step by step to reveal it completely and properly. But that doesn't mean that your desire may not be within the Sephirah of Bina on that first day. My desire might be in Malchut. Your desire might be in Bina. And thus, by lighting the candle each day, we connect to the Or Ganuz for that vessel that it's filling. This may seem a little confusing. That's why we light a candle each night, or which is really meaning each day, so that those human beings who have vessels, who have desires in the vessel that is becoming revealed by the light that is not quite correct, it's still light, and it's still a partial fulfillment. And what the Kabbalists tell us, that fulfillment is the energy of the miracles that you will perceive and conceive and activate during the balance of this year. Does anyone have any questions? At 3 o'clock this afternoon, we will continue our studies of advanced reincarnation. Tomorrow, Monday, at 4:30, we will have a deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a teachings of the writings of the Ari. I wish you a Shavuot Tov, a happy Thanksgiving, if I do not speak to you before then. It's a happy week. It's a week of thankfulness. It's a week of sharing with others less advantaged. Please participate with these others. Does someone have a question? I wish you a shalom gadol to everyone, a good week, Shavuot Tov, a happy holiday of Thanksgiving, and reminding you that we need to be thankful for Hashem's love every day.
Shavuot Tov, thank you.
Shalom, have a
happy holiday.
And to you all, shalom gadol.
Thank you.